I'm Steve Potter, and later on Cityscape, we'll preview the U.S. premiere of Tom Holloway's Forget Me Not, Upstream Theater's production, which opens tonight at the Kranzberg. But first, the alt-country band Uncle Tupelo disbanded in 1994, but this week, Legacy Recordings released a two-disc CD of the band's work, No Depression, Legacy Edition, which includes the original 1990 album in addition to other work. Drummer Mike Heidorn is a founding member of Uncle Tupelo, along with Jay Farrar and Jeff Tweedy. Heidorn and Farrar went on to form the group Sun Vault and Tweedy Wilco. Mike Heidorn, welcome to Cityscape.
Thanks, Steve. Thanks for having me.
No Depression was originally released in 1990 and is significant because it was a new sound and it inspired a lot of other bands and spanned a movement that we now know as alt-country.
That's what I hear.
Mike, we call it alt-country now, but at the time, what did you think you were doing?
You know, I definitely didn't think it was alt-country. I hadn't heard that term. But I knew it was different than the country that I had heard on the radio, because while there was no country influences in my home growing up to speak of at all, I knew what country music was. But even though we had the same instrumentations as the country bands, being acoustics and maybe some fiddles and harmonicas, it just seemed like we didn't forget to bring the electric guitars and distortion pedals too in order to really punctuate the urgency and angst that we had flowing through our latter teens. So I'm humbled that, Steve, we're talking about this record this many years later. I'm really thankful.
Well, and Rolling Stone noticed that album too, No Depression.
Yes, they did. That was very timely for us, too, as far as I'm noticing it, because they featured us late in the year of that first release on their New Faces page. And I remember seeing Garth Brooks on that same page in 1990. And that really helped us when we did hit the road to go to, I think we made all the way to the East Coast, and that press clipping bolstered our confidence in order to take it to New York and play these harmonicas and distortion pedals.
Well, let's sample something off No Depression Legacy Edition. This is something that was originally done in 1989, I guess, off the original No Depression album.
Yeah, this was the first Outdone, it's called. It was the first time we called it Outdone. It was previously recorded as Smoking Gun. But this is the first song off that self-release tape, Not Forever, Just For Now.
Everything's fine for now, no one's really laughing. Everything's just alright, or is it now? Is there enough to go around to keep moving on? We can cut the cord now, just drag it along. Now there's too many people trying too hard.
We're talking with Mike Heidorn. He is an original founding member and drummer from Uncle Tupelo. No Depression Legacy Edition has just been released. It features work from the 1990 album No Depression plus additional work. And Mike, No Depression Legacy Edition is a two-disc set that begins with the original No Depression album on the first disc, and it's followed by what you call odds and ends?
Yeah, the first time Sony was able to re-release it back in the early 2000s. They did add some outtakes and some extra recordings that we had lying around that were not on the very, very first Rockville release. But with this edition, they threw another CD in there and were able to grab the master tapes from a demo we did in the middle of Illinois, Champaign, Illinois.
So that's on the second disc?
On the second disc. Uh-huh. And that's was the fun part for me receiving this lately, is to dive back into some of those recordings, which we did with Matt Allison in 1989. I remember it being wintertime as well. We made self-release tapes around the St. Louis area trying to hawk them at shows.
When you say tape, you mean cassette tape.
Yeah, right? Cassette tapes. I do mean that. We dubbed them and hundreds of them. I don't know how many. But it landed into the hands of a label out east, later to be called Rockville. That was a real treat for me receiving this CD was the bonus disc because it was able to go through Legacy Recordings' remastering process in their great battery mastering studio in New York, I presume. And it really sonically helps me hear stuff going down on the kind of the inceptions of some of these songs and the naiveness and just and also the urgency to get it right. It was really fun for me to hear these takes.
So are there some things on this CD that maybe you've forgotten about over the years?
Oh, most definitely. Yeah. Some arrangements, some outros and intros of songs, they kind of had an ebb and flow to them between this bonus disc and the official recording. And now I listen to it and I think, boy, if we could take the intro to one version and the outro to another one, I'm speaking of Before I Break, specifically that song. It was a real powerful song for us to play. I really enjoyed it. But I realized through these renditions that we had some really harmonica-filled acoustic guitar outros that just broke the song down to exactly the root of what it was. But by the time we got to Boston, we wanted to play it loud.
I've interviewed Jay Farrar a couple of times. So it was Jay, along with Jay's brother Wade, and Jeff Tweedy, yourself, all got together. I guess you were teenagers in Belleville High School at the time?
Yeah, that's when I first met them and Jay's older brothers, Wade and Dade.
So you formed originally a group that you called the Primitives.
That's true.
And you truly were a garage band in the true sense because you were playing in garages and I think basements and other strange places too.
Yeah. Yep. Garage band and the covers we did, we were doing the Sonics. Boy, I had a list of some of the cover songs we did. But definitely the Nuggets, those 60s eras. Vinyl records that Jeff and Jay were finding at the record store here in St. Louis, Euclid Records or Vintage Vinyl. There were such great 60s garage songs that I couldn't believe were not major hits across the land. They were just so primitive in their recordings and so powerful at the same time. We were lucky to find those records.
I think you actually, in the early days, recorded a lot of things just on boom boxes, right?
Well, definitely. Yes, we did. Yeah. And that's probably what they did in Iowa and all these cities that I couldn't believe these bands were from. John Fogerty's first band was on the Nuggets. The name escapes me. But just the way they, you know, that music was so great, but you didn't hear it on any radio, not my mom and dad's oldies station that played constantly in my house. So we thought that was brand new. It was brand new to us, but it was laid down in the late 60s when we were being born. And now the 80s, we, with Wade's help, who could get all the lyrics and stuff, we covered a lot of the Van Morrison, the Them, the Remains, the Standells, some great 60s bands. Those are the more popular ones, but the Nuggets was full of Nuggets.
Uh-huh. Well, Mike Hydorn, you mentioned your parents a second ago, and I know the few times that I talked to Jay, he talked about those early days and how important it was that you all had the support of your parents, and I think you've spoken about that too, because a lot of parents would say, turn it down, be quiet, but they sort of encouraged you guys.
Yeah, both Jeff and Jay's parents were music lovers for sure. I think they both, Jeff even had extended family with the acoustic barbecues going on, acoustic guitars flying around. And we were fortunate to have parents with the patience to listen to a band form. But as a parent myself, I try to look back objectively, and I think what my parents enjoyed about it was a couple things. My parents, their heyday was the 50s, and their music was from the 50s and 60s, and we were actually playing songs in their basement from Gloria, you know, some songs,
yeah,
Hang On Sloopy.
I was going to ask you some of the covers that you
did
originally.
Hang On Sloopy, Jay sang. We played some Rolling Stones songs. Boy, the Sonics. My dad would come down and go, wow, you're playing 60s songs. But more to that, as a parent, they knew where we were on a Friday or Saturday night.
Yeah.
They could hear where we were. And I think there's a solace in that as a parent to go, well, they're making a lot of noise, but I know where they're at. And they gave us an environment of which to make noise.
So you began playing these covers. You eventually changed your name to Uncle Tupelo because there was another group, the Primitives, from somewhere else
yeah.
that you didn't want to be confused with.
Sure.
So you started playing these covers, and I guess it was a gradual thing where Farrar and Tweedy started collaborating on songs, and you would started to implement more of that into the mix.
Definitely. There was a turning point when the Primitives playing this 60s upbeat garage covers kind of dissipated. When we three would meet up, I think we started to take all those influences of like those 60s garage, but yet, like I mentioned, Jeff's acoustic guitar family gatherings and Jay's just bona fide Ozark, Missouri upbringing in his home. Ozark, Missouri influenced music and all the instrumentation that comes with it, with the fiddle and the acoustic guitars and the harmonica and the mandolin and the banjo and the banjolin. Just bizarre instruments from my standpoint because we only had an upright piano in my house and a trombone from my grandpa. And so that was really neat. And I think that right at that time, this is my 80s, you know, 19, 20 years old, we wanted to combine, or what happened was we combined, I think, every influence before us into a 1 3- or 4-minute long song that we fleshed out.
Well, you had some influence in some of the songs also. In fact, we want to hear something that I don't believe was on the original No Depressions CD, but I Got Drunk. Tell me your role in that.
That was a song we did a single for the label, but it did not end up on, I don't believe, the first release proper. But I used to have a microphone behind the drum kit for just a little bit, and it was early on. And then we realized Jeff and Jay can sing just fine together. But they were playing these chord arrangements, and I had recently broke my collarbone falling down. And so when it came time to sing something, I said, I got drunk and I fell down. And Jay took it from there.
That's I Got Drunk from the just-released No Depression Legacy Edition. We're talking with Mike Hydorn, who is a founding member and drummer for Uncle Tupelo. In 1992, Mike, you left the group Uncle Tupelo, but things were kind of working for you then. A few years later, you got back with Jay Farrar and formed Sunvolt. You put out, I think it was 3 albums. Mm-hmm. And then you got out of the music business altogether. And it seems like to me that it was at a time when things were really happening for you. So that's... I'm just curious about that.
Yeah, well, Uncle Tupelo was pretty busied up, and it was great fun. And Jeff and Jay were early part of 1992. We're writing some really great stuff, continuing doing the writing. And I was meeting my future wife who had children, so my time was getting busied up. But on the other side of my head, I was thinking, boy, these guys really need a drummer that can be dedicated to the cause and take these songs worldwide at a moment's notice. And so I was thinking unselfishly that I would tell them I should bow out and they could find somebody that could really put the blinders on. And I wasn't sad or happy or anything. That was just what happened. And they made another great record with Ken Coomer on drums, Anodyne, and they toured the world, I believe. And that was great. But a few years later, Uncle Tupelo disbanded, and I remember talking with Jay, and I hadn't played at all since we last met up, but he said, I heard he was auditioning drummers, and I was talking to him, and I said, hey, for what it's worth, if you need some help, I thought maybe record a song or something if you needed somebody, but I told him I haven't been practiced, and he said, fine. So it was a great stroke of luck or what have you that me and him hooked back up and made a string of records for Warner Brothers that was great fun because he introduced me to Jim Boquist and Dave Boquist out of Minneapolis, who seem like long-lost brothers to me, and we mixed it up real well.
I just want to point out, too, that it gets kind of complicated, but Jay later reformed Sunvolt later, and Brian Henneman, who I guess came on board after you went on to do Bottle Rockets, and he has another band, too, Diesel Island, I think.
Yeah.
He was originally in Uncle Tupelo, so people have gone on and done things. But, you know, music is a passion. I would think it's a passion that you never lose, and you got out of the business altogether, so I'm guessing, do you still go out in the garage?
Well, yeah, music is a passion, and music is my life. I've been talking to my nephews about this who are playing music, and I'm like, you know, I had to think about that. Music is my life, but I don't necessarily play out at all in public, but I have many instruments at the house and friends that love music, and I have a great stereo at home that I can crank. So music is always around me, and while I don't have to play it out in front of people, I enjoy it nonetheless.
I've got one more question for you. Before we do that, though, let's sample one more piece of music from No Depression Legacy Edition. This is Blues Die Hard.
Mm-hmm.
No Depression Legacy Edition, released this week, now available in stores and online. And if you go to stlpublicradio.org to the Cityscape page, we'll have more information about that. We're talking with Mike Heidorn, original member of Uncle Tupelo. And one final question for you, Mike. Looking back, you know, it all began with the Primitives, you, Jeff Tweedy, Jay Farrar. You evolved into Uncle Tupelo. So what do you see as that group's legacy, its contribution to the music scene today?
Well, the word legacy, that's a big one, and I am very humbled that Legacy Recordings decided to send out these to the world, remastered, but I really couldn't speak to that legacy myself. I think we were just trying to contribute to a long, long line of great folk music and music in general from way back, and that's how I feel about it. We were just trying to chime in and not embarrass ourselves at the same time.
Well, I think there are a lot of fans out there that are going to look forward to this re-release and the new recordings in addition to that. No Depression Legacy Edition, Uncle Tupelo. Mike Heidorn, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Steve, and Cityscape.
Coming up next on Cityscape, Upstream Theater and Forget Me Not. This is St. Louis Public Radio.